patterns of our society
are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
Well, I guess we're just going to go ahead and ban Thanksgiving gatherings and Christmas gatherings, right? That's what a lot of these knucklehead governors are saying. I mean, if you live in California, you kind of get what you deserve. You know, it used to be that California was like the gold standard. Everybody wanted to live in California. But nowadays, it seems as though Californians can't get out of the state and the mess they created fast enough. A lot of them going to Texas. Texas, of course, doesn't like this very much because these people don't realize that they pretty much took a dump on their own state, and now they're going to bring those ideas to Texas, and they're going to change Texas to be like California and then wonder what the hell happened. I don't think that's a good idea. You should probably, I don't know, I might be crazy, but you should probably assess what led to California being the way it is and necessitated leaving. That would be the first step I would take. I'd be like, all right, wait a minute. How do we get here? Okay, well, I voted for this guy, voted for that guy. They passed this law that I don't like. Okay, this was my doing. See, there's a problem with this country right now. Nobody takes any responsibility for their own mistakes, whether it's, you know, in their personal life or at the polls. Just no responsibility taken and zero craps given at the outcome. Which is why I find it hilarious when people go on Facebook and start virtue signaling about why you should vote a certain way and why they're a better person than you because they understand this and they understand that. Can we not? Seriously, have you looked at the state you live in, jackass? Look, I'll be the first in line to admit the system is busted. Okay? There is a counterculture forming because people don't believe in the system anymore. It's out of control. You know, we've been told for years, don't worry. There's groups in play in place that will stop things from getting too out of control. Militias, what do they got? The Boogaloo Boys? I don't even know what they're all about. The Oath Keepers, which, you know, conveniently have all been labeled far-right, racist, white supremacist groups because that's where we're at in this country. We just name call. And then you've got the people on the right saying, well, everybody on the left is, you know, Hitler. Here's the thing, though. I really don't know much about the right-wing groups. I know that on the surface it appears that they're all talk because the left has at least activated people who have gone out on the streets and terrorized, which is not what the right would do. And the right should absolutely not open fire, but I question if they'll do anything at all. Let's say Biden is found to be the winner and decides to do a gun grab. How many people are actually going to resist? Yeah, everybody's buying ammo. And it sounds really great on the surface. We are going to fight back. But when you have a tank roll into your yard and he's going to kill your whole family, is that really what you're going to do? I was just saying. And so what's happening is a counterculture is forming in the country of the rejects from both sides who don't like any of this and have decided ultimately what they want is to be left the hell alone and the government to just exist in its own far off metropolis ideology where they can just massage their own egos. But the problem is you have these sweeping policies that are by far, they're far from being constitutional. But the problem is the Constitution is only as static as the people willing to defend it. And nobody's really doing anything about these quote-unquote illegal acts. Well, what do you expect them to do? Something. Anything. Well, they held signs. That doesn't do anything. I don't know if you've noticed, but because the only threat to politicians is people holding signs and chanting, they're not really feeling threatened. Time for a new idea. And so a counterculture is forming. And the counterculture is rejecting the system. Well, this is bad news. Because that means the strategy that everybody had on paper for how this was supposed to go down had an unprojected third option. There are people, and I'm not going to name them, but there are people living in this country right now who have decided they're going off-grid and they're going to learn to live like mountain men, hillbillies, whatever. Some people fleeing to Appalachia, other people, huge state forests, would be impossible to find them because of flight pattern laws and all this other stuff. I mean, they've fought it out. They've decided that they just need to set the clock back themselves, not wait for somebody else like China to EMP the country and do it for us. Turn the clock back themselves 150 years. Shut off the technology, you know? Park the car permanently, go off and disappear into the woods. These people are not going to go away permanently, folks. And now you have more people that are going to get alienated because now, well, we figured out that we can get people to cancel Halloween in some places. So now we're going after Thanksgiving and Christmas. And believe me, they have been waiting decades to pull this off. If they can convince people, hey, you don't really need Christmas. You know, just, you know, have your own little private thing. Make sure you stay socially distanced from each other at your house. No gatherings, no gatherings. And they've got people going along with it. You know, there are going to be no police officers kicking down doors in most of the states. California has already proven they will do that exact thing. But the rest of the country, no. The rest of the country, that kind of thing does not happen. But people are blindly, okay, well, I guess we can't go see grandma. Really? You're going to listen to these dopes? They have no backbone. All right, here in Indiana, Governor Holcomb. I'm passing this mandate. I'm passing that mandate. The people, go F yourself. We're not listening. And I know some of you out there that believe that there is a COVID-19 virus under every rock are going to be like, see, that's the problem. People won't do what they're told. Now, the problem is you're watching the 6 o'clock news and listening when a total stranger to you tells you everything you need to be thinking. You have no opinion of your own. And that's why you're not going to observe Thanksgiving and probably not Christmas, because COVID might happen, and you're not afraid for senior citizens and people that have a compromised immune system. What a load of crap that is. We're a country that values individualism over collectivism, and suddenly everybody's concerned about weaker human beings among them? No, they're not. They're worried about themselves. Still about individualism, masked as, oh, I'm suddenly concerned. You weren't concerned 2 years ago when the flu virus went around. Was killing senior citizens, killing people with compromised immune systems? No. Didn't care then. Weren't canceling Christmas and Thanksgiving then, but we're sure doing it now. Yes, we are. Everybody makes excuses of why it's a good idea to cancel Christmas and Thanksgiving. Because they say on the news, stop. Okay, let me just reset this for everybody. This is what you need. This is what you actually know about COVID-19. Nothing. You know nothing. You know what somebody else told you. Almost never your own doctor. Anytime some dope has come up and said, I'm like, yeah, where'd you hear that? Well, Anthony Fauci. Okay, stop. Last October, not this past October, a year ago October. Did you even know who Anthony Fauci was? People will lie, too. People will lie. Oh, yeah, I knew how. I'd heard the name before. Yeah, when? At the bowling alley? Come on. Who are you bullcrapping? Who are you? You didn't know who Anthony Fauci was. Nobody knew. people that are hyper focused on politics, they knew who Anthony Fauci was. That is not most of the country. But the thing is most of the country doesn't ever want to look stupid. They will never admit they did something wrong. If we found out 2 years from now that the entire COVID-19 thing was an international conspiracy to see if they could control the masses, that group of people would be like, well, at least we took the precautionary steps and we were safe. They will never admit, geez, you know, I gave them power. I gave them leverage. No. They will never admit that. Because the American condition is to never admit you've been wrong about anything. Don't believe me? Go on Facebook and read any comment thread on a news page. Oh my gosh. I can't take it. I can't. I encounter people every day who they cannot see what it is they're actually doing. They cannot objectively view what it is or how it is they're acting. You know, they'll oh my gosh, they'll justify what they believe till the cows come home and the schoolhouse is burning to the ground. They will do it stubbornly, but they will never admit, even when evidence comes out at a much later date, hey, this was a hoax, they still won't. You know what they'll say? They'll defend it. They'll say, well, I took the safe steps. So even if it hadn't been a hoax, I was prepared. You were scared of dying. And I don't want to hear from anybody else that you're worried about old people or sickly people contracting COVID-19. That is such a lie. This country, people can't be bothered to drive courteously. And suddenly they're concerned about grandma? Yeah, of course you're concerned about your grandma. But this idea that you suddenly collectively care about grandma everywhere, that's crap. It didn't suddenly change because of this new virus nobody had ever heard of. By the way, another good point. You heard that you need to do this, that, and the other thing to protect yourself from COVID. Socially distance, wear a mask, blah, 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 rinse, repeat. The thing is you didn't know about this disease before it made the news. All your information came at you from one place. And it wasn't from growing up and hearing about the tales of grandpa when he was a kid dealing with COVID-19. No. Well, that's why I got the experts. Uh-huh. The experts. You mean the ones that keep changing their mind? And don't try to back it off or defend them. They keep, well, hey, things change. You know, every 24 hours you get new information. Uh-huh. Look around. For the love of Pete. To have this idea that, first of all, how do people go to sleep at night and tell themselves, well, you know, we don't actually live in a world where the government would lie to us and political organizations would gather to oppose liberty, freedom, and justice. We don't actually, only the tinfoil hats believe that kind of crap. You're an idiot. Yeah, you are. You are. Okay. First of all, what do you make a year? I don't actually care. Just answer yourself. Don't email me with the figures. I don't care. What do you make a year? Okay? Because the fact of the matter is if you're not pulling down seven figures a year, at least, you're one of the people they want to control. I don't care if you have a boat on Lake Michigan. Doesn't matter. You're one of the people they want to control. They want to limit where you go. They want to limit when you go there. They want to limit what you're allowed to own. Why would they want to do all this? You said, why would they do that? That's such a stupid idea. That's tinfoil hat territory. Okay, why would they want to do it? Profit. The more stuff you can accumulate. And the less stuff they can accumulate, the more wealthy and powerful you become. And there's never really an end to it. You always end up where Adolf Hitler was. You always end up there. Where was that? Killing Jews? No, that was the tip of the iceberg. That was the tip of the iceberg. Well, I'm stupid, filthy rich. Nobody's allowed to have any property or own anything. But I feel like I can do more. Well, what would that be? You know, there's a lot of sick people, and old people live too long. It's called eugenics. Population control. Assisted suicide. All of these things. You don't think that that's... You don't think that that's something that an elitist snob would come up with? You have to reassess what it is you actually understand about the world in which you live, because human beings are vile. And the more wealth they accumulate, the more vile they get. Okay? We learn from the Bible, of all places. Yeah, I know. It's a wealth of information. You try opening it one day. It says that it's easier for a rich person to get through the eye of a needle. They're not talking about a physical needle for sewing. They're talking about the side gate of the city of Israel. All cargo and goods and caravans had to load through this tiny, tiny door on the side of the city for security reasons, traffic reasons, whatever. And it was a small door. I'm not talking about it was like, okay, well, it was a gate. No, it wasn't a gate. It was like a really small door. Okay? Not even your front door is this small. And he was saying it's easier for somebody to get through that tiny door than for somebody to get into heaven that's wealthy. Why? Because the more you accumulate, the more corrupt you become. Because you become less and less plugged in with the salt of the earth. You don't know who the salt are. You don't care who the salt are. If anything, when you're driving through traffic during your day and you see all these people driving, you're like, somebody should do something about this. Why do I have to be inconvenienced by people? Now, we've all had that thought, but when you actually have the power to make it impact you less and the ability to take the steps to do it, what's stopping you? You're already thinking that people are dirt and there's too many of them. So you're disconnected. So what's stopping you? And that's what you need to consider. This is how these people think. This is their day-to-day life. They despise us because we are not them. They're disconnected from humanity. They're disconnected from God. They are disconnected completely because all they care about is their gold and their power. And they'll do anything to increase that margin. Now, this holiday season, first of all, screw the mandates. Okay? Screw them. And don't bother telling me about how I'm encouraging bad behavior. You either live your life in a state of fear, worrying about getting sick, worrying about going broke, worrying about everything, which at that point, you're living but not alive. Or you go through life deciding that it could end at any minute and I'm just going to live my damn life. Okay, you might call this individualism. The problem is when you get into collectivism, people start fighting. You can't spend your time letting some well-dressed bureaucratic pinhead instilling fear into everything you do. You cannot. Okay? You will shorten your lifespan. And I'm not saying that this life is a great treasure trove to begin with. It's not. Okay? Every day, another politician, another elitist does something to make it a little less livable. Liberty, the freedoms, all this stuff is an obstacle to them becoming more elite and more wealthy. Our politicians in this country are not people that care about other people. They are people that want more power to get closer to the select elite who will decide the ultimate fate of the entire planet. That's what they care about. That's what they're on about. You have to decide that you are not about that. You have to stop being afraid of things like coronavirus, because it's crap. Okay? It is crap. No matter what you believe about because you've got to ask yourself the question, why did this, all of a sudden it's there. All of a sudden it's everywhere. Just like that. Just like that. And everybody just accepted it. Oh, wow, pandemic. This didn't spread slowly across Europe and make its way into the United States, or slowly spread across Asia Minor or wherever. It was suddenly there in minutes. If you go back and you research pandemics, you can always see it kind of shoot. Oh, well, that's because we have airplanes. Okay. That's not my point. My point is it was intentional. This is all part of a bigger plan. I'm not going to get into what I think it is. I could be wrong. But I know that nobody botches a response across the globe this badly to something, lest they're up to something. This is 2020. We can take a nuclear warhead and put it up the butt of a guy standing in the middle of a desert, but we can't trace and stonewall a virus? You're buying this. So get together this holiday season. Get together at Christmas. Be with your family. Be with your loved ones. Don't let them take that from you. Because you never know. You never know. It could be the last Christmas, the last Thanksgiving you'll ever be able to have with them. Not because they could be dead tomorrow, but because we could be looking at feudalism, or what some are calling neo-feudalism, where you're not allowed because the king said you can't do it. You want to know why there's a counterculture rising? That's why.
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.